We'll get on from there. JJ, honey, it isn't time for the news yet. You still got 10 minutes.
Yeah, Ma, but you know how long it takes for this set to warm up? 5 minutes for the pitch and sound to come on. 3 minutes to keep it from slipping down. 2 minutes to focus it. And 2 minutes to say a sound prayer the whole thing didn't blow up on us. So...
Come on, the set isn't that old.
Come on, you got to be jiving. That set's so old, it still shows Jackie Gleason on Saturday nights.
Has it started yet? Did I miss anything?
Oh, simmer down, Thelma. Nothing has happened yet. I want you to put the potato chips and the popcorn in some bowls and set it in front of the TV set.
Okay, Ma.
Potato chips and popcorn? Wow!
It ain't every day that your daddy is on TV. To tell you the truth, I'm getting a little excited myself.
Yeah, I can just hear it now. This is Walter Cronkite. And here's what's happening. The biggest story of the day takes place right here in Chicago. The Windy City's foremost car wash expert, James Evans Sr., father of James Evans Jr., and two other incidental children, found a paper bag that contained $27,000. The money was the loot from bargain supermarket holder.
Oh, quit clowning, JJ. Your daddy did a very wonderful thing in returning that money, and we all should be very proud of him.
Mama, daddy wasn't really too anxious to give the money back, was he?
What are you talking about, Michael?
I heard y'all talking about it last night. Daddy said, ain't no way I'm giving that money back. And you said, but James, you got to. Then daddy said, I do. Then you said, ain't no other way, James. Then daddy said, okay. Then you said, that's my James. Then after that, I ain't hear no more talking.
Well, your daddy may have had a few moments doubt, but he knew right from wrong.
All I know is that if I would have found that money, I'd have walked right into the bank and said, my long-lost uncle just kicked the bucket. And he left me a bundle. So point me to the new accounts department.
JJ, that money was stolen. And if you start talking about uncles kicking buckets, Uncle Sam will kick your bucket. And your new accounts department will be San Quentin.
Yo, are you ready for this? James is in all the papers.
Oh, hey, let me see.
And the defendant got a picture of him.
Oh,
picture.
Oh, my children, don't your daddy look handsome. Oh, one thing bothers me, though.
What?
He should have had a better crease in his pants.
Oh, you can't even see his pants. It's from the waist up.
Honey, a man as handsome and as famous as your daddy is, he deserves a better crease in his pants.
Hey, check out what it says under his picture. Portrait of an honest man. Right on, Daddy.
Be better if it said portrait of the shrewd dude that kept the $27,000.
Well, you'd be surprised. A lot of people think that way. Today, a lady walked into the boutique and she said, you a friend of the Evans family, the one that found that $27,000 and gave it back? I said, yes, I am. She said, well, do me a favor and tell them for me I think they stupid.
Well, I hope you told her off.
I did better than that. I sold her a pair of pantyhose two sizes too small. Honey, she'll be twisted out of shape like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
TV set.
Gunfight in the high country. Tomorrow's matinee movie. Coming up next, the 6 o'clock news.
Hey, that's it.
What?
That's my seat.
Put your seat in another seat.
Come on.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the 6 o'clock news.
We know it's the 6 o'clock news. Just bring on Daddy.
Ooh.
On the national front, there was more talk on Capitol Hill today on pending legislation on Gerald Ford's...
Oh, Michael, turn that down. We know what happened in the nation today. Food prices are up, clothing prices are up, unemployment is up, and in Washington, they ain't got down to the oops that's keeping us down.
James on TV.
And this is only the beginning. From here, he goes into his own series. Little House in the Ghetto.
JJ, they already got a show, Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, but if they don't do something about the ghetto pretty soon, this is gonna be a prairie.
I just had a horrible thought.
What, Mom?
I hope James don't wear his pants on TV.
What?
I mean, I hope he don't show his pants on TV.
Oh, Ma, don't worry about the creases. He'll look great. You'll see him.
This set's so old, even the faces got creases.
About nothing, because when James gets that reward, you can buy a brand new color TV.
Right.
You think they really gonna give him a nice reward?
Sure. Why are they making all this fuss if it ain't for money?
Turn the set back up. Maybe they up to the local news.
And the question is whether Congress can override the expected veto. On the local front, the big human interest story is about James Evans, a laborer who found a sack of money, part of the haul from a robbery at Borgen Supermarket. The sack contained $27,000.
Huh. Yeah, I counted every penny of it personally as it left this house.
Mr. Borgen, president of the supermarket chain, is here in the studio with Mr. Evans to personally congratulate him on his honesty in returning the money.
Here come your daddy.
Mr. Evans, may I congratulate you on your house?
Thank you.
It is in times such as these that we would do well to dwell on the positive aspects of our lives, rather than on the negative. Our first gesture of appreciation is this plaque, which the Borgen Supermarket wishes to present to you.
Thank you.
You know, someone once said that an honest man is the noblest worker.
Thank the Lord for not showing
and you
his
certainly
hands.
Demonstrated that. Thank you.
Man, give him the plaque. Let's get on to the reward.
Why you do what you did? And I find it encouraging indeed that the common American man has not lost his great sense of morality.
Hey, everybody. Later, man. We're watching Dad on TV.
Daddy!
There are many
Daddy!
People in these troubled times.
James! Oh, honey, what are you doing here when you're still there?
Oh, that's what they call delayed tape. They did that thing over an hour ago.
Oh. But the Borgen supermarket chain feels that this plaque in itself is not enough to demonstrate our gratitude. Therefore, right after this broadcast, we will present you a substantial financial reward.
I get a paper bag to put it in. If that's not enough, I get a potato sack.
Well, this is what they give me.
Oh, James, they give you a check.
A check.
Now, look again, Florida. It's a gift certificate. For $50 worth of groceries.
$50? The way they rip you off at Borgen Supermarket, $50 ain't even buy you $10 worth of groceries.
I know it's a little bit disappointing, but I still think we did the right thing in sending it back.
Yeah, I know. You kept me up half the night convincing me.
Hello?
Yes, this is Mrs. Evans.
What?
Well, we thought returning it would be the only right thing to do.
Well, what a disgusting thing to say. What do you know?
Yeah, this is James Evans talking. You got something to say, you can say it to my face. Yeah? Well, come around here and say that, man. I have you on soup and mashed bananas for the rest of your life. That's all I need. Some fool calling me up, telling me I'm crazy for turning the money back in.
No, James, it ain't everybody is that sick.
Don't answer it, JJ.
Hello. Goodbye.
Oh, Ma, is this what it's gonna be like?
No, 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 sweetheart. This'll pass.
Now, give me... What the hell you want?
Oh. It's for you, babe. It's Reverend Gordon.
Oh, Reverend. Oh, no, James didn't mean nothing by that. Oh, you saw the news on TV.
Yeah, he done heard about the generous reward. Now he's looking for his cut for the church.
James, well, no, Reverend, it would be no trouble at all. We'd like for you to come over. We want to see you. Come, just come right on by.
Oh, that just about makes my day. That jackleg.
Well, Uncle Jay, he probably tell you how much better it is to give than to receive.
Yeah, especially when you doing the giving and he doing the receiving.
Hello. The same to you. Goodbye. I don't know, but I think we just got cussed out in a foreign language.
Well, you let me answer the next phone call, because I got some choice words I haven't used in years.
Now what?
Oh, my God.
the dummy for the dummy family that gave back all that money.
Damn.
James, please.
Now, don't give me none of that James, please, Florida. First it was that lousy gift certificate, then them stinking phone calls. Now somebody got my daughter all upset. Make me damn glad I did what I did.
What'd you do, James? James, I hope you didn't do nothing you'll be sorry for.
Only thing I'm sorry for is that I didn't do it bigger.
James, what did you do?
You want to know what I did? I'll show you what I did. What? This is what I did.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there was $29,000 in that sack. I kept that before I gave back the rest of the money. Well, what y'all looking at? All I did was take the reward in advance that he wasn't gonna give me in the first place. Yeah, I kept $2,000 of the money.
Dad, how could you do a thing like that? Keeping that $2,000. You should have gave that back and kept the rest.
James, this money, it ain't ours.
No, you're wrong, baby. It wasn't, but it is now.
Honey, that's a crime.
Yeah? Well, then I just have to ask for a pardon.
Well, I can't really blame James. Boggins is the biggest ripoff in the community. He sells us yesterday's groceries at next week's prices.
Well, Anna, you sticking up for stealing?
I'm not sticking up for stealing. I'm sticking up for sticking it into the dudes that stuck it into James. Later. Here you go.
Well, I'm on Dad's side, too. But it ain't got nothing to do with the black community. It's got to do with that green community lying on that table.
A fine example you're setting for your kids, James.
I ain't saying what I did was right. I know what I did. But it's time these kids found out what the world is really like.
You and Ma have always taught us about honesty. What would the world be like if everybody did this, Daddy?
Thanks, baby.
Well, Thelma, that's what makes the world go round. I mean, that's how it works. And when in Rome, do as the Romans do.
Oh, James.
All I did was just let a little money roam into my hand.
Don't answer me, JJ.
Don't worry. I'll handle it. I ain't afraid.
Who is it?
No problem. Two of my main men from school. Hey, what's up? Can we rap to you for a minute, man?
Sure.
Yeah, the word's out that you and your folks are holding kind of heavy. We wondered if we could float alone. You know, for a good cause. Namely, us.
My folks ain't got the money. They gave all that money back. Yeah, man, but you got a big fat reward. We heard it on the TV. Yeah, but...
Come on, Bones! Where you at?
Your crib is the Fort Knox of the projects.
Hey, what you say, brother?
So long as you are so easy about giving away your bread, shuffle a little our way, huh?
Yeah, all you got to do is ask for your name brand folks to lay some of that loot on us.
Yeah, man, we want some of that bread, man.
Is that about the money, Junior?
Yeah, Dad.
Come on, son. Damn!
More trouble, James? Two slammed doors equal trouble. James, there isn't one word you could say that'll make me want to keep that money.
No? How about hunger, baby? We've been there, you know. We got a lot more use for that money than people down that jive supermarket.
James, I wouldn't have their guilty consciences, not for all their money.
Yeah?
and they wouldn't take our income for your good conscience.
Oh, honey, we get by.
Yeah, well, I'm tired of getting by. I want to get over for a change.
James, what you doing?
I'm going to show you how we're getting by, baby.
James, what are you doing?
No, come on, I'm going to show you how we're getting by.
James!
Oh, honey,
James, I told you to listen to me now.
No, I'm gonna show you where I'm going. You wanna know how we're getting by? That's how we're getting by, baby. Me working two jobs, you working now and again. And what we got? Look at this money over here. You know what this means to bargains? About as much as 10 cents does to me. I mean, hell, even less.
Oh, James, please.
Now, come on, Florida, no more please. I want you to see how we're getting by.
Dad's doing a spring cleaning a little early this year.
You better be quiet or he'll clean up on you, too.
Now, this is it, baby. Throw in whatever else the kids got, and that's all we own.
Which is still no reason for us keeping it, James.
Now, don't mind nobody move. I'm gonna deal with this one. See, this might be another one of them friendly callers.
You're bending the Reverend Gordon.
Sorry, Rip.
Hello.
How do you do, Reverend? I'm so sorry.
Hello, children.
Hello, hi, Reverend.
I see the Lord has been good to you.
Yeah, he helped one who helped himself.
James, quoting scriptures for your own ends ain't gonna do no good.
I assume this is the reward they gave you for your unselfish act.
Yes.
No.
How about yes and no? No, they wasn't gonna give me nothing, Rev, so I just helped my damn self.
But he's gonna give it back. Isn't that the right thing to do, Reverend?
Perhaps.
Give it back, Rev, $2,000 to that jive rip-off supermarket? Now I ask you, Reverend, would God want me to give it back?
Perhaps.
But what else would a good man do but give it back? Isn't that the answer, Reverend?
Perhaps. Now, good is measured in many ways, Sister Evans.
Yeah, like maybe a piece of this action being a donation to the church, huh, Rev?
Perhaps.
The church don't want no dirty money.
A few more perhapses and he gonna get it.
It isn't so much the money or the source, Sister Evans, but what can be done with it. Now, some of this money can fill a lot of hungry bellies.
But with stolen money, Reverend?
But is it stolen money? Or did James find it? Could this be God's way of providing? Now, James did what he thought was right. Mm-hmm. It wasn't. No doubt about it, it was wrong. But if some of that money were to come to the church, which would be greater, the old wrong or the new right? God does work in mysterious ways.
Yes, Lord.
Amen, brother.
You know something, baby? The Reverend got a point. That money can do a lot of good. Right here.
Believe me, James. That kind of money can't do us no good.
Michael, that $2,000 getting you that much closer to law school. How about you, Junior? How about painting on canvas instead of cardboard for a change, huh?
Yeah.
And Thelma, wouldn't you like to go to a real nice school for them acting and dancing lessons? What about you, baby? I mean, if you get sick, how about having a chance to call a good doctor instead of going to that jive clinic?
James, believe me, I know there are a million and one things this family could use, but this is not the way. Give it back, James, please.
For what? So I can be poor but honest?
You make it sound like something terrible.
Well, don't it make no difference to you how the rest of the world is running?
Forgive me, James. But this is the only world that matters.
Amen to that, sister.
Now, we can do without the heavenly cheering section, Rev.
James, there is no need to lose your manners.
Yeah, well, that's about all a poor man's got left to lose. All right, Rev. Go ahead. The money ain't brought us nothing but grief, nohow. Take it. Maybe you can do some good works with it.
Excuse me, Reverend. My dad isn't used to being in the upper income bracket. The thin atmosphere done gone to his head.
You better shut up before I go to yours.
Now, what you say, Ref?
The decision isn't mine to make, Mr. Evans. It's yours.
He didn't seem to be much help, did he?
Dad, if you're having any trouble making that decision, I'll be glad to make the decision for you. Like I said, I'll let you make the decision.
I done already made it. We're gonna keep the money.
Okay, James, you win. Keep the money.
All right, now you're getting with it, baby.
Michael, why don't you take yourself over to Big Daddy Williams's place?
What you talking about, Florida?
Well, I'm sure a big-time operator like Daddy Williams could use a smart 12-year-old to run numbers. Nobody's gonna suspect a little boy like that, and Michael could pick up some real good money.
Florida, I ain't got nothing to do with this, baby.
Thelma, you remember that red dress I made for you last year?
Yeah, Ma, but you said it was too short for me.
Well, I changed my mind. You put it on and go downtown. There must be an awful lot of work a pretty little girl like you could get in those places down in the loop.
Woman, have you lost your mind?
Don't stop me now, James. I'm just getting down with it. JJ, why don't you run over to the market and get dinner for all of us?
Okay, Ma, but I don't have any money.
Oh, you don't need no money. Just find it.
All right, Florida, you done made your point. I understand where you're coming from.
That means you're gonna give the money back, Dad?
Yeah, that's exactly what it means, son.
That's exactly what I was afraid of.
Thanks, James. Honey, this family is our strength. It don't matter what some crazy, sick people say. As long as we do the thing that'll keep us together.
Yeah, but you know something, Florida? There's a cold world out there, and we can't change it.
Well, maybe we can't change it, James. But we sure can't let it change us.
You're right, Mom. Amen. Amen.
Perhaps.
Here's one for us.
You see, James, a lot of people thought we did the right thing.
Yeah, baby, I guess everybody out there ain't sick. But this one is. Get this, Jimmy.
Well, according to the latest JJ poll, that's 212 against and 63 for us.
We're catching up, though.
Oh, here's one from Reverend Gordon.
Is he for or against?
Neither. It's a new category.
Perhaps.
Thank you.